Once again, everybody, welcome back to Oh, Let's Talk About It. I am your host, Edward Crawley Jr. This is the King Crawley Network. Listen, before we get into the conversation, take a moment, hit that subscribe button. Like, share, comment, join the conversation. That's one way that I can gauge whether the content that I'm bringing to you has some type of value. And that's whether you agree or disagree with the points made. That opens up the conversation for us to talk about it. Before I continue on, let's jump into this ad. I like to support who supports me. So check out this ad and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about it. So the first one on the list is Sweet and Elegant Delights. The website is www.sweetandelegantdelights.com. Now, I won't try to go all into detail to describe everything that she does with this business, but I can tell you, if you're getting married, if you got a baby shower, if you have a retirement party, a birthday party, hell, even if you're just going to pick up your birth certificate and need a cake, and I'm not just talking about no Duncan Hines, some out the store. I'm talking about cake to the highest level. Then you need to contact Sweet and Elegant Delights. Now, that is not all that she does, but as I said, I don't want to begin speaking on everything she does and take away from what she does. I want you to go to the Instagram, go to the Facebook, Sweet and Elegant Delights, and you can check it out for yourself. I don't have to try to sell it to you. When you see it, that's the sale. You'll know, oh, she's about her business. The telephone number, the business number is 434-262-0138. Once again, that's Sweet and Elegant Delights. Okay, let's jump right to it. One of the phrases that I often hear when talking to people, especially about relationships, one of the first things people say is, I know what I deserve. And I believe that, but we must realize some action has to come with that. We only get what we deserve based on the choices that we're willing to make. I see so many, and I have some notes here, and I hope to get to them. But right now, I'm just going to go with what's on my mind right now, what's on my heart. I see so many stuck in situations. And they truly do have the potential to do more and to be more. Yet they choose to stay there. Yet they say, I deserve better. I know my worth. I know what I deserve. But you'll stay on a job where there's no room for advancement. The supervisors over top of you don't really respect you. You're just a number. You're just a position. You can be replaced. You really have no value other than being a body at that position. Even in your relationship, whatever it may be, we often say, I know my worth. Yet we make no type of choices to go after it. In anything that you want in life, there's an amount of work that you have to do. I was looking up some of the synonyms for the word deserve. And one of them, the words is earn. And of course, to earn something, there's an amount of work that must be done before you receive the reward for the work that you've done. Before you can say, I've earned this, there are some things that you must do first. The onus is not on the object that you wish to receive. The work is on you. So when you go out saying, okay, I deserve a good relationship. I deserve to be married. I deserve a good man. I deserve a good woman. Before you can look outside of yourself and start asking yourself, well, why don't nobody want me? Or why don't nobody act right? Why can't nobody get their stuff together? And then we start saying stuff like, well, I'm not going to settle, which you shouldn't. But when you're saying it on this end, you're really not saying it with the right conviction, with the right intentions. The first place you should look when you're not getting what you want, you got to look inside. There's a phrase or a saying that goes, in life, you do not get what you want. You don't get what and who you want. You get what and who you are. So the things that you attract to yourself is a reflection of you. So if all you're attracting to yourself is homosexuals, bums, loose women, people that like to just turn up, some of that is a reflection of who you are. So before you can make any observation about the crowd, you have to take some self-inventory. You have to look at me and say, what might I be doing wrong? What things can I improve? And I'm not here to bash you. I'm here to uplift you. I'm here to tell you that you're more than what you are. You're more than the position you're in. You're more than the damage that you've gone through or that you're going through in your relationships. You're more than the trauma. You're more than the abuse. You are so much more. But first, you have to believe that. You have to wake up every day and say, I'm not going to settle for less, but I'm going to give my best. So often we say, I'm not going to settle for this, but we're not willing to give. We're not willing to work. We're not willing to do. How much are you feeding your mind? How much are you going and sincerely seeking after the things that you want? You can work hard all your life and you can believe you deserve a house, but if you're not getting your credit in order, if you're not contacting realtors and lenders and putting different things in place, learning how to structure the deal, you don't deserve it. You haven't earned that. We have to get to a place where we understand what I deserve versus what I want. A lot of times I believe when we're saying I deserve this, we're expressing something that we want. So you can have a want without any action. You can want all day. You can want $1 million. You can want a yacht. You can want commercial property. You can want a whole lot of things because nothing is attached to that. You don't have to do anything just because you want something. But when you say you deserve something, it's implied that some work is attached to that. Because as I said before, one of the synonyms for deserve is earn. So when you say you deserve something, it's implied that you've done some work or are willing to do the work that will get you the reward that you seek. So I think sometimes we're saying I deserve something instead of saying I want something. Now here's where it comes to being real with yourself. How often do you look in the mirror and have real conversations with yourself? We say we want certain things. We say we deserve certain things. How honest are you with you? With what I say I deserve, can I take the me that I am right now to that? With what I say I deserve, whether that's you deserve, you want the flyest chick on the planet, or you want a high value man, or however you want to define that, somebody that can take care of you and take you around the world, or you want a piece of arm candy, whatever your goal might be. Can you take the you that you are to that right now? And if you can't, are you willing to do the work that would at least put you in the vicinity of the things you want? Sometimes we have to get in proximity to the goals and to the rewards that we say we want. But that requires some work. Okay, going more into that, say it is a relationship that you want. It's a particular type of man, particular type of woman that you say you want. Do you understand the mindset of that type of person? You want somebody that can, you know, take care of the bills, that's, you know, making a decent income, whether they are working a job or whether they're an entrepreneur, they got it like that. On the outside, the benefits of that looks good. But do you understand the intricacies, the mindset, the work schedule? For instance, the work schedule of an entrepreneur is not 9 to 5. A lot of times it's from when I wake up until I go to bed. Especially in the early stages of putting a business together and building an idea out to execute and to get some type of reward from it. Your schedule is whenever the opportunity arises. So you have to be up and prepared for the opportunity. You don't clock in at a certain time and clock out. So a lot of times, even the mindset of that person that you claim you want, do you understand that? You know, even with myself, you know, with some of the things I endeavor to do and some of the things I've tried and gone into, when dating a woman that only is experienced, go to school, go get a degree, get a job, without ever exploring or even ever letting her mind go to that place of, I could work for myself, I could build something myself, there was often a conflict, because when her day ended, my day might have just been getting going good. I might have just got an email, might have just got a call, might have just had an order come through. It could be any number of things on that path that allowed me to get to the goals that I was trying to get to. And her not understanding that put us in conflict. So what I'm saying is, are you even willing to understand the mindset, the work that needs to be done to obtain those goals? And beyond that, the mindset, mind self-development. You have to be willing to, there's a scripture that says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means whether it's every day, every couple of weeks or whatever, you should be taking in information that can renew your mind. A lot of times you're wanting the benefits of new situations, new developments, without renewing your own mind, without getting more knowledge, becoming more wise, getting more information, adding more things to your arsenal and your tools and your ways of dealing with the people, the ways of communicating. You're not doing the work, yet you're wanting the results. And what I'm saying is, believe in yourself enough to do the work. Believe in yourself enough to say, I am worthy. But also believe in yourself enough to say, I'm willing to do the work necessary to get me to the point that I need to be at. You have to realize you are what you consume. A lot of times, if you want certain things in life, you have to seek it. You have to feed yourself that. You have to go after it. You're not going to be able to spend a whole lot of time watching Housewives and Love and Hip Hop and the different reality shows. You're going to have to go after it. Like, it's going to have to be, and I heard C.T. Fletcher refer to it as your magnificent obsession. It has to be something you go after when you wake up. It has to be something on your mind when you go to bed throughout the day. If improving and increasing and developing your mindset is the goal, that has to be something you go after always, because it never ends. Self-development never ends. But I see so many get to a point and it's like they cap off themselves. Don't put a cap on yourself. Our minds are the greatest things. These computers were only developed from our minds. Now it's crazy. The robots ask us, are we robots? But none of this stuff comes about without the human mind. And once you realize that your mind is limitless, knowledge is infinite, so why not get as much of it as you can? Why not become as good as you can and as prepared as you can for the goals that you say you deserve, for the rewards that you say you deserve? Why not bring the best me to it? Why not? I see so many dope people not realize how dope they are. And it's only because they stay stuck in situations that they could easily, not saying that the transition would be easy, but making the decision is easy. I see people stay in relationships that they're not even married and they won't get out of them. And they're miserable when all they have to do is say, I'm not doing this anymore. And they feel like, okay, I got so much time and I might as well keep fighting through it. And they fear that struggle of separation that we fear. Because, yes, it's painful. You know, yeah. The crazy part is you're in a situation that's already painful. Yet you don't want to go through that pain of separation because, yes, it is hard. It is a lot of gray areas, unknown areas that you don't know what will happen. But if there's a potential there for you to come out better, then go there. Don't hold yourself to what's known. It's painful, but because you're familiar with it, you stay there. No, go into the unknown and take a chance on yourself. Believe in yourself enough to say, I deserve better. Even though it may be painful, I know I deserve better. Also, there's a difference in knowing your worth and trying to force others to see it, and knowing your worth and not accepting what others give you. You know, you get caught up in trying to force people to see, I know my worth, and trying to make them see how valuable you are, when you actually end up compromising yourself because you end up settling for less just trying to prove to someone that you're worth it. Instead of taking the other view and saying, no, I know my worth, so I'm not going to dumb myself down and compromise who I am and compromise my standards and my boundaries just to try to prove to you that I'm worth it. No, I know my worth. I know my value. And until I can be in position to connect with someone that appreciates that, I'm not going to dumb down who I am just to have somebody. There are many that say they don't like being alone. They fear being alone. Some people think that it's weird to go out to eat by yourself, go to the movies by yourself, go shopping by yourself. Not realizing that that may be an issue with them. Because why can't you spend time with yourself? Why is it weird to go eat with you? Like, I don't know about you, but I think I'm dope. So if it's anybody I want to go eat with, it's me. If it's anybody I want to take shopping, it's me, because I get to wear it. So whether I spend a lot of money or a little money, that's on me. If I want to look good, I get to spend the money because it's on me. So before you try to force a connection with someone else, make sure you're good with you. Make sure that the person you wake up with and go to bed with, you're satisfied with that. That you're honest with, that you can spend time alone with. Face those thoughts that you're afraid of, because sometimes that time alone forces you to see you. And a lot of times we don't want to see ourselves. We like the mirage. We like the image that we paint on social media and through our pictures and on the Instagram and the TikTok. We like that image because that's an image that we can create that people like, but they can't actually touch it. They don't have to actually interact with it. So we can give them that image. But work on that image that people come in contact with. Because I say again, how can you expect someone to be with you when you don't even want to be with you? Like, that's real talk. How can you expect someone to spend time alone with you when you don't even want to spend time alone with you? Get to like you, get to love you. And until you can get to that place, put dating off your list. Because you won't do anything but damage the people you come in contact with until you begin to truly not just love you. You got to like you. Sometimes we love ourselves, but we tend not to like ourselves. Now, I want you to like yourself. Love yourself too, but like you. You know. All of this being said, be encouraged. Wake up in the morning. It ain't only Mary J. that had to tell you good morning, gorgeous. Tell yourself that. Whatever it is you choose to be. But intend to walk that out. So if you say good morning, queen, everything you do throughout the day should represent that. If you wake up and say I'm a boss, your decisions, your actions should reflect your words. Don't let your words betray you. Don't make yourself a liar. You can do it. That's the thing about it. Nobody that has done anything is any more special than you. And anything that has been done can be done. So don't look at it and feel like it's impossible. Somebody did it. And if not, you get the benefit of being the first to do it. How dope is that? So either way, press forward. You got greatness in you. Your mind is powerful. You're gifted. But don't just let these words coming out of my mouth be the words coming out of my mouth. Speak over yourself. Love yourself. Be your own hype man. Sometimes you might not have a hype man. Hype yourself up in your private time. Get by yourself, and whether you got to turn on some Beyonce, some Lil Baby, some Hov, whatever you got to turn on, gospel, jazz, do whatever you got to do. Hype yourself up. You don't have to wait for nobody to do that. I wake up every morning, and sometimes I have to encourage myself, and sometimes it's a process. I got to prime myself up. But if I'm waiting for somebody else to do it, it won't get done. Be your own cheerleader. Have your back when you don't not sure if anybody else got it. That way, you're qualified. You're verified to say, I know what I deserve. Listen, I love y'all. I want y'all to hit that subscribe button. Join in for more conversations. We're going to keep getting into it. I'm going to keep bringing you a variety, and hopefully you find some value in that. But most importantly, find value in you. I got love for you. I love you deeply. Peace.